Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, let's talk for a second about the saying, age is just a number.
Yeah, let's talk about it. I personally think it's so true because no matter how old I get, I still look 25. You know what I mean?
Really, really don't.
And I know a lot of listeners are like, wait, you're not 25? And I'm here to tell you, no, I'm not.
Okay. Sure. Age, you know, it helps us lie about a lot of things and that can be really helpful for some, hurtful for others. But for singer Demi Lovato, it seems like age matters a lot.
Yeah.
Real age, mind you. Now, Demi has said some pretty harsh things about the time that they dated someone much older.
Yeah. And in a new song that was leaked to TikTok, Demi is definitely not pulling any punches. And not only that, some people are connecting the dots, doing some Hollywood math as they love to do. And they suspect that Demi might be talking about a famous ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, and to be fair, Demi never pulls punches.
Oh, God, never.
All of their songs are just
punch after punch.
And I love it. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, August 4th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Give me that hot goss.
So Demi Lovato has been absolutely slaying it, I feel like, for forever. From Barney to the Disney Channel. And she's now, you know, a very talented singer, musician, and just all around badass, it seems, in terms of performing.
Yeah, I definitely watch Sunny with a Chance all the time. Still do.
Does not surprise me at all.
It shouldn't.
So, you know, I feel like especially being in the public eye as much as they have, Demi has a lot of perspectives on their life, as well as things that happened in their life, especially as a teen.
Yeah.
And in one of her new songs, which has been leaked to TikTok, Demi calls out a much older ex-boyfriend. Now, real quick, just gonna clarify, Demi recently came out saying that she uses both they, them, and she, her pronouns. So we will be doing our best to use both.
Yes. So the song in question mentions a relationship between a 17-year-old and a 29-year-old. And the lyrics in the leaked clip start off with, "Fiber on the vine, too young to drink wine, just 5 years of bleeders, student and teacher." Let's listen to a little bit more of that song.
Far from innocent, what the f*** consent? Numbers told you not to, but that didn't stop you. Finally 29.
I can't wait for this whole song to come out, for the record.
It's actually a really good song.
I like it a lot, what I've heard.
But this line, "thought it was a teenage dream, just a fantasy, but was it yours or mine?" is like, oh, that's dark.
It applies to so many teenagers. Like, I think that this is common, like, oh, a cute older guy. I'm getting way ahead of myself, but I just, the lyrics are so good.
Yeah, they are.
Now, Demi hasn't come forward to say who exactly the song is about, but this is 2022. We have the internet. We have all us normie people who can figure it out for her. And most people are pointing to her ex-boyfriend, Wilmer Valderrama, from That 70s Show, as the one she's talking about. Now, they dated on and off for years until they split for good in 2016. Now, the interesting thing is Demi has always said that they did not start their relationship until she was 18.
So they met back in 2010. They were starring together in a public service announcement for Voto Latino. And at the time, Demi was 17 and Wilmer was 29, which are the lyrics of the song. And Demi released a documentary, I'm sure everyone remembers this, in 2017 called Simply Complicated. And she said she immediately had feelings for Wilmer when she met him on set.
But when I met him and I laid eyes on him for the first time, I was in hair and makeup and he came and sat down and I was like, I love this man. And I have to have him. But I was only 17. And so he was like, get away from me. After I had turned 18, we began dating. I think it was love at first sight. And I don't really believe in that, but I believe that it happened.
So Demi says here that they waited until she was 18 to start dating. But like I said, the song says 17 and 29. So maybe they didn't wait. Regardless, they still met when she was 17. And even if he was like, get away from me, he was obviously attracted to her if they dated the next year.
Yeah. My thing is, and I know you called this yesterday in our Instagram chat, but with all the Law and Order I watch, if it's taught me anything, it's that nobody's waiting for the clock to strike midnight on someone's 18th birthday to start dating. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
That's sus as hell.
It is. It's really interesting to hear Demi talk in this documentary about their relationship with Wilmer, because it doesn't seem like someone who's about to release a song in a couple years. You know, they're very much like, he's everything to me. I don't know what I would do without him. Yeah. He's my rock.
It seems more like when all the Me Too stuff happened, I don't know if this happened for you, but one of the things that happened for me was I started looking back at all the interactions I had with different guys in my life when I was dating or whatever.
No, I did too.
And you're like, oh, actually, that was problematic. And so I'm wondering if things just kind of came to the front for her.
No, that's a really fair point. I mean, I guess 5 years have passed since that documentary. So,
and 2.5 of those years we've been in COVID, which I don't know about everyone else, but I'm in a COVID fever forever, it seems. So
a lot of time to reflect.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the thing, which seems to always be the case, I feel like, in these kinds of situations, is the age gap thing with Wilmer is not a one-off for him.
Yeah.
So he's now 42, and he's currently engaged to Amanda Pacheco, who's a model, and 11 years younger than him. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, anybody that can do fast math, that means that this is a relationship between two consenting adults.
Yes.
But that legal line has been blurred more than once in some of Wilmer's previous relationships.
Yeah, which I'm not sure I completely realized until this.
This is another thing that, like, when I got older and, like, learned more about the world, I was like, oh, this is super problematic. I never realized.
It's like, not only do we have to reflect on our own relationships, we got to reflect on all of Wilmer's now.
I know. I don't have the bandwidth.
Yeah. So he very famously dated Mandy Moore from 2000 to 2002. Mm-hmm. And when they got together, she was apparently 15 and he was 19. So that's a little, that's a weird area. But
I mean, just thinking about how I was like at 15, like,
I know.
Why would any 19-year-old want to hang out with a 15-year-old, number one? And that's just the very minimum of it.
But I will say Mandy and Wilmer didn't publicly date until she was 16 and he was 20. And then not long after those two broke up, Wilmer started dating Lindsay Lohan. And she was 18 when they went public with their relationship. He was 24. But there was a lot of speculation that she was underage when they started dating. So same situation as Demi. Really?
Yeah.
Lindsay and Wilmer were seen together a lot before she turned 18, and they moved in together very soon after she was 18. So
I just, he seems to have something for these Disney darlings, and it's.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Completely inappropriate.
Disney darlings. That's not creepy at all to say.
Well, in this context, it is, but I love the term darling.
Disney darling. Yeah, I don't know. He seems weird to me now. Not that he ever didn't.
Right. It's just.
I was never someone like that was like, ooh, Wilmer Valderrama. I don't give a shit about that guy, but.
Well, and the other thing is I'm like, when we're 29.
Yeah, when I finally get there.
Would you ever want to hang out with like a 17 or 18 year old? That's so weird to me.
I don't even want to hang out with other 29 year olds. So no.
Fair. I don't want to hang out with anyone, but that's a completely different issue.
No, it's different. It's weird.
Well, I think what's definitely weird and completely shocking to everyone is this is not the first time a celebrity has been in the situation where they don't seem to mind enormous age gaps.
What? Not Hollywood.
I know. Shocking, right?
Yeah.
Just this week, Dane Cook, the comedian who is 50 years old, gave Wilmer a run for his money when it was announced that he's engaged to his girlfriend, who is 23 years old.
Yeah. I was more shocked Dane Cook was still alive, but that's just me. Like, where has this guy been?
I don't know why, but I thought he was married and living in Montana.
You had such high hopes for Dane.
I really did. I really did.
So get your abacus out, folks. Let's do some math. That would mean that there is a 27-year age gap between Dane and his fiance, who is Kelsey Taylor. And Dane announced their engagement on social media. He said they'd been together for 5 years.
And everyone did the fastest math they've ever done in their lives.
Yeah, they're like, slow news day, do that math. Which means she was 18 and he was 45 when they started dating. So that's a big, weird gap.
Yeah, and also, it's just so convenient. All of these male celebrities started dating when the girl was 18. Like, what are the chances?
That's a very good point. So someone on Twitter dug up this photo back in 2019 of Kelsey at Dane's house for a party in 2016. Where did these people find this? Like, how?
I don't know. Is the FBI hiring? Because Twitter users should be at the top of the chain there. My God.
Oh, God. So, so good. And so they, you know, looked at the dates of when this party was, and then they looked up when Kelsey's birthday was, and they found out that the photo was taken a couple weeks before her 18th birthday. Mm-hmm. And I looked at this photo and it's like, so weird. So Dane posted it on Instagram and he was like, something like, had such a fun game night with all these girls and boys, which now looking back on it, it's like, why would you say girls and boys?
Yeah. Yeah. That's like one of many whys for this whole story.
Yeah. And, you know, some people on Twitter are calling their relationship predatory, but that's just, you know, that's social media opinion. We're not necessarily saying that because we obviously don't know. I mean, but
you do know that there are people out there that aren't 18 that you could be talking to. Like, do celebrities not know that?
Well, I mean, in Hollywood, once you're, God, once you hit like 22, you're just an ucky old weirdo, especially if you're a woman.
Yeah, you're going to get cast in roles of grandma.
Exactly. God, I remember the first time I got an audition for mom and I was like, I reject this.
Maybe you were a teenage mom.
Yeah, that's the mental gymnastics I did also.
God.
But it wasn't.
God. Oh, Hollywood. So brutal. So, okay. So what have we learned here? I mean, when it comes to age gaps in relationships, I think you and I are agreed that, you know, we're not in these relationships. We can't know. All we have is what we see. Mm-hmm. But it just seems like such a common thread of a younger woman with a much older man.
Yeah, it's interesting because I try to think of this like if the roles were reversed.
Mm-hmm.
If this was a 50-year-old woman with a 23-year-old man.
Like Demi and Ashton Kutcher.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Would we think it was that gross and weird? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's very much this, like, it's very much a double standard in Hollywood, I guess. It probably doesn't happen as much.
Yeah.
You know, I think it is circumstantial. Like, let's say you're 24 and you really do start dating someone when they're 18. I guess it's not as weird as somebody who's 50, but I don't know. Because it's hard for me. I'm like, well, I guess it depends on the younger person and how they feel.
Right. I think part of the trouble really tapping into my Law and Order watching is that when you're 18, like, I'm sorry to say, but you're an idiot. You don't know anything. Like, you're driven by your emotions, your hormones, and you're like, oh my God, this cute guy. Like, I was constantly
right
in love with, this will surprise you, everyone. So a guy like smiled at me. I was like, this is my husband. What's his last name? I need to put it with mine. So I can't imagine, like, if I had been in a situation where a 29-year-old was chatting me up, I'm like,
right,
this is it. Like, it's just,
yeah,
I can see why people call it predatory.
Right. And that's what I was going to say, because when I was like, well, it depends on how the younger person feels. But you're right. Like, at what point is it I'm really actually in love and can control my own mind,
yeah,
versus I'm being groomed?
Yeah.
So it's weird. It's a very weird, dicey situation. But you've also proven that,
oh God,
you've changed in no way since you were 18, because you're still doing that. So I don't know anything, really.
Well, that just tells us I was of sound mind at 18, because I'm definitely of sound mind now.
Yeah, 100% for sure.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.